It's 8:55 on Namibia's Heart and Soul, Nicki Minaj on your radio, and we checked out Cardi B. Let's get into it. Let's understand what's happening with the financial market. What is it that we need to know?
Financial Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic financial advice.
Alrighty, so let's see what today's lesson is all about from Juliana Viripi. She's going to school us on a couple of things, and I hope that you've been applying what she's actually been sharing with us to make things a little bit easier for you. And I know that it's month end and there's this unspoken, unexplainable anxiety that's always in the air closer to month end, hey? And I just hope that you can take this into consideration, what she's going to share with us, and that you'll be able to handle your finances a little bit differently this time around.
All right, cool. Let's see what's happening on that front.
Good morning. And today's topic is going to be about getting out of debt. But before we do that, let us get into our disclaimer. I am in no way representing any company. I am solely here as a licensed financial advisor, sharing my expertise that I have gained over the years. Getting into today's topic, getting out of debt, isn't that nice? So let's start. The first thing is starting. Do not procrastinate on settling your debt. I know it could be overwhelming, the thought of your debt, but let's do this. Let's do a step-by-step plan on how to get out of debt. The first thing you need to do is list your debt from the smallest to the largest balance, and then we start working out a payment plan. Ideally, we would like to pay as much as we can on all our debts so that we can be debt-free as soon as possible.
Yeah.
But in most cases, that seems to be a little impossible. So start by paying your smallest debt first. Try and pay the smallest debt a little more than what the installment is, and the rest of the other debt, just pay the normal installment. Initially, here you target your smallest debt with the aim to finish that debt. Put a time frame around how and when you'd like to finish this debt. Reward yourself, be kind to yourself, reward yourself after each debt that you have paid once off, please. Just reward yourself once off after each debt that you have managed to pay off. On the other hand, if you are not able to pay your normal installments on your other debts, or you're not able to pay installment at all, you just have enough for a little bit of payment for each debt here and there, which is fine. I would say find out what is the minimum that is expected for you to pay on those particular debts, and pay the minimum, and whatever you can, pay a little more on your smallest debt.
Yeah.
And if this is the method that you choose to use, also be kind to yourself. You deserve the same rewards. So after finishing each small debt, moving on to the next, reward yourself once off with something that you might like, whether it be a chocolate or something of your liking. Mindful that the aim is not to get on ITC's list, and that is why we are trying our best to get out of debt. So try and get started on paying off your debt so that you are not listed as a bad credit holder. If you love today's topic and you'd like to talk more on today's topic, kindly call me on 0816448286. As it is from me, it's au revoir. Bye.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's a difficult conversation.
That's a difficult one, especially with the rewarding yourself part, hey? Because, you know, sometimes you also just can't help rewarding yourself before you pay the debts. But let's not do that. Let's do better.
Well, thank you so much, Juliana. If you missed this conversation, it'll be up on our website in the next 5 minutes.
Financial Breakfast, every Monday at 8:50 a.m.
For those who dare to dream big, select